Community Action Network, or CAN as it's known, partners with children, youth, and families from under-resourced Washtenaw County neighborhoods to create better futures for themselves and improve the communities in which they live. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Community Cares. Joining me from CAN is Frankie Moore, Director of Development. Tell everyone how vast of an area that you actually cover through the various CAN entities.
Yeah, so CAN is not one site. We basically operate community centers throughout different low-income neighborhoods. So those types of neighborhoods range in size. Some are units through the Ann Arbor Housing Community. So those are our High Cone and Green Baxter Court community centers. Those serve about 40 families. So, you know, they get the full range of our services, but it's just limited to that neighborhood. So no transportation barriers, nothing like that. We walk right over to their home. And then we're also in bigger neighborhoods like the Bryant neighborhood, which is over on the southeast side of Ann Arbor. That serves like 300 families in just that area. And we're also at Northside Community Center on the north side of town, so kind of spanning across the town. We also have Arrowwood Hills Community Center that we operate, which is another 300 family neighborhood, mixed income. And then maybe a year or two ago opened our Brick Community Center. It's the first of our centers that's actually housed inside of a school. So we're inside of Brick Elementary, and they have a whole sectioned off for us that has, you know, our offices and space for the kids to come after school, community, like a computer lab, all of that. But that is in Ipsy Township, so it's actually quite far out there for our centers. And anyone who's been out to Lincoln Consolidated School District knows it's quite out there in the rural area.
And very much needed. And I know CAN from, you do homework help and you do make sure people's utilities stay on and really help them get through life. But COVID has changed that direction a little bit. I understand that food has become the number one priority. Talk about that.
Yeah, so basically in March, when everything shut down, a lot of people quickly came to find themselves in a situation in which maybe they were unfamiliar with poverty or just needing extra assistance. And so we saw an uptick in our food program immediately. I mean, like between March 12th and the 13th, we were seeing almost double the amount of people calling and trying to get a hold of us, asking if they can come and get food. Our Bryant Community Center actually services the whole county, so anyone who lives in Washtenaw County can come and get food. So we went from 2 days a week that we were serving or distributing food, like full grocery pickup kind of thing. So 3 days a week, and then we opened our pantry every other day of the week so that people can come by. We adapted quickly to, you know, a sort of window delivery. So people, you know, before they could come inside and wait and the whole thing, but just for safety reasons, we kind of had everyone outside. They would wait in their car, we'd call them up, and then we just kind of have slowly been redesigning our building, literally having, you know, like sliding windows inserted into the side of the building that didn't exist before, so people can come up quickly, grab what they need. We have online delivery forms that we have people filling out so that it can just be ready right when they get there and they don't have to wait. I mean, it's so difficult. So many clients that we serve, you know, use public transportation to get to our centers. And so that's kind of not a thing they want to do right now. So we're trying to make it as easy and flexible as we can. I mean, even for a majority of the months, like March through July, we were delivering everyday meals to people who were calling, who it just was not safe for them to leave their home. So we did pivot. I will say all of our staff who needed to be on site, a lot of us who didn't need to be there, we were staying out of the way just to have less people in the building. But as many people as we could get in there safely, we were just basically having them all day long package food, get orders ready, delivering food, just making sure that whoever stopped by had something to take home.
Amazing. Less people, but a greater need, more people need help. And then where did you find the funds in order to ramp up to this level to meet the need during the pandemic, Frankie?
Yeah, we have great community partners. So we work with Food Gathers, as do many people in Washington County, many organizations, and they were working tirelessly to figure out how to get us the food. So, you know, whether that was through the state helping them get some food delivered straight to them, or they were purchasing food, or however they were figuring that out on their end. So we were increasing our ask every day, like, please send more, can we have more days? And they always delivered for us. But on top of that, we also work with Ann Arbor Public School. So when the school shut down, they had the big issue of how to get kids food every day who were normally eating their breakfast and lunch. So they started delivering to our centers meals for the whole week for every kid who lived in the neighborhood, whether they were even school age. So siblings who were out of school, who were still too young to be in school, they were bringing meals for them every day of the week. And they were basically dropping it off at our center and we were distributing them. So in between March and June-ish, July, we probably gave out over 70,000 just meals. That's like separate from the groceries that we do. Just to kids in our area and also kids who got free and reduced lunch were also directed to our centers to come pick it up.
Incredible. Because these are children that normally would have gotten fed in school. And of course, everything was home.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, people who their parents were maybe still working were essential workers. So they were going and just didn't have any other way to get food. But we had a lot of amazing community members, too, who were reaching out every day, like, can I please bring food or, you know, and so that was just really incredible.
What a great community. We're talking with Frankie Moore, Director of Development at Community Action Network. You can visit canwashtenaw.org. Let's talk about something positive coming up, and that is your summer camps are going to go on, but a little bit differently. How so?
Yeah, so last summer we trialed it as we were in the middle. I mean, in March, the whole world shut down and we were 2 months out from our regular 6-week summer camp. That's quite comprehensive. It's every day, 9 to 5 for 6 weeks straight for 300 students. So we were already planned and ready, and then that wasn't going to happen anymore. So we kind of switched to a hybrid model, you know, online as much as possible, but it was still summer. So outside, you know, we could do crafts and some learning outside, but now we've had a whole year to prepare. And so we're actually planning our next summer camp to be similar hybrid model. We've been putting a lot of even our own resources, money to redesigning the center to kind of accommodate these changes. So whether that's inside, we've added quite a few air filtration systems that help so people can be inside, but also outdoors, you know, building like new playground sets and new benches. And we have like an outdoor classroom that we got a grant for that we're building. So we're trying to make sure that that still happens. I mean, we do the summer camp as a way for kids to have fun, but most importantly, because the kids that we're serving do typically tend to fall behind during the summer. And so we're just always wanting to make sure that we're one step ahead. And so, you know, in the summer, they're getting full classes on math and science and geography, and also playing outside and art and design. So we're going to make sure that happens. It's going to look different, but it will happen.
And for more information, go online to canwashtenaw.org. And community members can take an active role and responsibility in all of CAN's activities, because the community's engagement is crucial to CAN's success. Our thanks to Frankie Moore, Director of Development at Community Action Network. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Community Cares.